Dedication. In all my years of traveling around the world, one thing has been present in every region, everywhere. One thing has stood out and convinced me of the certain triumph of the great human gamble on equality and justice. Everywhere there are people who, despite finding themselves mired in periods of national darkness or personal marginalization, refuse to give up the thought of a better future or give in to the allurements of a deteriorating present. They never lose hope that the values they learned in the best of times, or the courage it takes to reclaim their world from the worst of times, are worth the commitment of their lives. These people, the best of ourselves, are legion, and they are everywhere. It is the unwavering faith, the open hearts, and the piercing courage of people from every level of every society that carry us through every major social breakdown to the emergence again of the humanization of humanity. In every region, everywhere, they are the unsung but mighty voices of community, high-mindedness, and deep resolve. They are the prophets of each era who prod the rest of the world into seeing newly what it means to be fully alive, personally, nationally, and spiritually. It is to these average but courageous people who forever seek the truth, defend the weak, bring the peace, and always, always, always stand up to protest injustice. It is to you that I dedicate this book. Forward, a choice. We have a choice. You and I stand in a space between two worlds. The first world is the one we were told and never doubted would last. The statue of Lady Liberty stood in the bay of the Port of New York and welcomed foreigners to our shores. The Constitution rested on its three-part government, each one serving as a check and balance on the other two, all of them devoted to answering the needs of the entire country. That was then. Now the statue still stands there, but the welcome is an illusion that is too often measured by color and ethnicity. The Constitution still exists, yes, but its interpretation now rests more on the prejudices of partisanship than on universal national concerns. The second world in which we are steeped, the one we are living in now, defies everything we were taught to expect. Immigrants in dire straits are locked out of the United States. Members of Congress barely speak to their counterparts across the aisle, let alone feel required to respond to their needs. Long-standing international alliances are fracturing. The proliferation of nuclear weapons has raised its ugly head again after years of negotiation, even in countries long considered too small and remote to be a threat to anyone. As Americans, we are the first country to unilaterally violate an international treaty. In our withdrawal from the treaty with Iran that constrained its nuclear ambitions, we undermine international negotiations. A secure and stable national future for a global community can no longer be taken for granted. We have a choice. More than that, national borders everywhere are breaking down as entire populations are driven from their homes to find a place in other countries. Yet at the same time, alt-right and far-left political positions are dividing peoples everywhere, threatening local and global peace. Somewhere between pre-war isolation and a post-war world that put its hope in the power of global institutions, life turned upside down. We became citizens of the world, cling as we might to small-town USA. The planet is now our neighborhood, a polyglot place where very different kinds of people need and want the same things. We now find ourselves surrounded by people formed in other ways and places who, by virtue of their tribes, cultures, and religions, see life in other ways than we do. They were raised to value other ideas.